This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. An experimental computer developed at Montana State University has landed safely on the moon. The radiation-tolerant computer is carrying a suite of NASA science and technology. The computer was part of a lander named Blue Ghost, which was launched January 14th atop a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The lander orbited Earth for around 2 weeks before taking a four-day journey to the moon. Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost Mission 1 landed near a volcanic feature called Mons Lhotre in a 300-mile-wide basin in the northeast quadrant of the moon's near side. The computer on board the lander was created by MSU faculty member Brock Lemires, a professor in the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering. The computer landed safely on the moon around 1:30 a.m. Mountain Time, Sunday, March 2nd. Now on the lunar surface, the lander and 10 onboard science and technology instruments will operate for one lunar day. That's about 14 Earth days, plus a few hours into the darkness of the lunar night. The space computer developed at MSU called RAD-PC is three times as stable as the current state-of-the-art satellite computers due to its ability to withstand potentially crippling radiation emitted by the sun and other celestial bodies. RAD-PC prototypes have been tested in space seven times, including on board the International Space Station and in self-contained satellites orbiting Earth. One of the biggest challenges for the space computer will test its ability to withstand radiation after it passes through Earth's radiation belts while in transit to the moon and while on the lunar surface. Measuring 4 inches square and half an inch thick, RAD-PC is about the size of a slice of bread. Like most space computers, it has underwhelming processor speeds by current PC standards and RAM that's measured in kilobytes, not the gigabytes of a home PC. That's not to say RAD-PC doesn't pack computing punch in order to meet NASA's stringent expectations while operating in the harsh environment of space. But computers engineered for space are designed to perform hyper-specific jobs. RAD-PC relies on four redundant computers mounted on the same chip to endure inevitable radiation strikes while in space. Each chip runs software to check that the others haven't had their identical coding disrupted by radiation. The moon mission, called Ghost Riders in the Sky, is part of NASA's Artemis Lunar Surface Space Campaign. The Ghost Riders mission could subject MSU's Lemire's computer to intense levels of radiation. More than 100 MSU undergraduate students and 20 MSU graduate students worked on the high-profile project, as well as nearly a dozen faculty. The Ghost Riders mission will help prepare for future human missions to the lunar surface as part of NASA's Moon to Mars exploration approach. The Blue Ghost lunar lander was developed by Firefly Aerospace as part of NASA's Commercial Lunar Payload Services Initiative, which contracts private companies to transport science and technology payloads to the moon to support future human exploration. RAD-PC's patented radiation-tolerant technology is being commercialized by an MSU spin-off company called Resilient Computing, based in Bozeman. Funding for RAD-PC is provided by Idaho National Laboratory, NASA, Raytheon, and the U.S. Special Operations Command, around $10 million for a project to refine RAD-PC over 15 years. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.